Turin is where the famous shroud is from, the one showing Christ's body supine after crucifixion, hands folded over genitals, eyes closed, head crowned with thorns. The image isn't really visible on the bare linen. It only emerged in the late 19th century, when some amateur photographer looked at the negative of a shot he'd taken of the thing and saw the figure, pale and faded, but there nonetheless. Only in the negative. The negative became a positive, which means that the shroud itself was, in effect, a negative already. A few decades later, when the shroud was radiocarbon dated, it turned out to come from no later than the mid-13th century, but this didn't trouble the believers. Things like that never do. People need foundation myths, some imprint of year zero, a bolt that secures the scaffolding that in turn holds fast the entire architecture of reality, of time, memory chambers and oblivion cellars, walls between eras, hallways that sweep us on towards the end days and the coming whatever it is. We see things shroudedly, as through a veil, an over-pixelated screen. When the shapeless plasma takes on form and resolution, like a fish approaching us through murky waters, or an image looming into view from noxious liquid in a darkroom, when it begins to coalesce into a figure that's discernible, if ciphered, we can say, this is it, stirring, looming, even if it isn't really, if it's all just ink blots. 1.2. One evening, a few years ago, I found myself stuck in Turin. Not in the city, but the airport, Torino Caselli. Lots of other people did too. Nothing was taking off. The phrase, await announcements, multiplied, stacked up in columns on the information screens, alternately in English and Italian. What was causing the delay was a rogue aeroplane, some kind of private jet, which, ignoring all instructions, was flying in idiosyncratic patterns over southern England and the Channel, which meant that no other planes could penetrate that swathe of airspace, which in turn, via the series of switches and transfers and reroutings that had been put in place to deal with the whole situation, had spread a huge delay cloud over Europe. So I sat, like everyone else, sifting through airline and airport pages on my laptop for enlightenment about our quandary. Then, when I'd exhausted these, clicking through news sites and social pages, meandering along corridors of trivia, generally killing time. 1.3. That's when I read about the Shroud. When I'd done reading about that, I started reading about hubs. Torino Caselli is a hub airport. There was a page on their website explaining what this is. Hub airports are predominantly transfer points, rather than destinations in and of themselves. The webpage showed a diagram of a rimless wheel with spokes of different lengths all leading to the centre, such that communion between any two spots on the wheel's surface area was possible despite no direct line connecting these. It looked like Jesus's crown, with all its jutting prongs. A link took me to an external page that explained how the hub model was used in fields ranging from freight to distributed computing. Soon I was reading about flanges, track sprockets, and bearings in bicycle construction. Then I clicked on Free Hub. These incorporate splines, mating features for rotating elements, and a ratchet mechanism built into the hub itself, rather than adjacent to or above it, as in previous non-free hub models, whose temporary disengagement permits coasting.